Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down!
Walk right up to the sun.
A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You don't want to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Welcome back to Morning Footy. Guys, Jaden Shaw is on fire. That is just one of her 12 goals that she's scored for the U.S. She had a goal and assist in that She Believes Cup that the U.S. ended up winning after taking down Canada. Just a special, special talent that Charlie Davies has been talking about for a long time.
From day one.
Day one.
Absolute baller.
Day one. And check out this stat. She is the only player in U.S. Women's National Team history to score in her first 5 career starts for the national team, which is absurd.
That's something. Think about all the women that have come through the U.S. Women's National Team. And I'm talking Mia Hamm. Mm-hmm. I'm talking Abby Wambach, Carly Lloyd,
say
the
more.
GOATs.
Say more, Chuck.
And Jaden Shaw.
Jaden Shaw, welcome to Morning Footy. Okay, I just got to know if your ears have been burning over the last year, because nobody has said your name or sung your praises higher than Charlie Davies. He has been a Jaden Shaw fan from day one. You heard all those names that he's putting you in the mix with. How does it feel when you hear him talk about you that way?
Yeah, I mean, I have definitely heard quite a bit. But no, I just like, I'm so grateful for all of the praise, all of, you know, all everything that y'all have said about me. I'm just so honored to be even like compared to those players. I don't feel like we're the same, but I'm just like really happy to be able to contribute to this game in the way that I've always dreamed of doing. So, yeah, I'm just like really happy that I've been able to impact the national team and the sport in this way.
Jaden, it's incredible to finally talk to you. Game recognized game. Congratulations on your incredible start. But I'm curious to know, when did you know that?
Bro, stop getting nervous. It's okay.
He never stutters like this, Jaden.
You were about to be a superstar. You know, when did you know you had the ability to take this step and score in your first 5 appearances with the U.S. Women's National Team?
I don't think that was really something that I thought about a whole lot as far as like the 5 starts, 5 goals. I knew I really wanted to be on this team, and I knew that I was going to do whatever I could off the field, on the field to get to this point. I think once I just put the jersey on, it's just like, it's almost like a superhero putting on their cape. Like, it's just like a different feeling putting on that jersey and like being able to play on this team. I feel like it just adds another level to your game, and it just like being in that environment just makes you so much better. So I feel like credit to the coaching staff and to my teammates. Like, I feel like even just in the short amount of time that I've been on this team, I've grown so much and I've learned so much. So yeah, I don't know if there was a single moment where I was like, okay, I can do this. I feel like it really just like I grew into that role, and yeah, I think once I made my first camp, I was like, okay, like this isn't the end. Like, I didn't make it. This is like the beginning of something new.
Jaden, out of curiosity, what positions did you play growing up?
I played mostly the 10 growing up.
Okay. But, I mean, from everything that Charlie said, I would even add that you're so versatile. You can play in so many different positions. And please don't give me the, my favorite position is where the coach wants me to play. Because I want to know, honestly, where's your favorite? Where do you feel most comfortable?
I've said previously that my favorite position is the 10. I love being central, and I love being, creative and creating things out of nothing. I feel like that's one of my main strengths. But yeah, I mean, I can play anywhere. Like you said, I'm versatile. I actually don't mind quite a bit of different positions.
So wherever the coach wants you to play. Yeah.
But I did say that my favorite is the 10. I did say that.
Nice.
She did answer. Jaden, first of all, absolute honor. And by the way, I just want to mention that everyone here at this desk, not only has been going gaga for all of the skills that you've been showing. We've also gone a little crazy for that San Diego Wave kit.
Oh, my goodness.
It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, maybe you tell the team to send over a couple. I'm 2XL. I'm sure everyone else can mention their sizes. Yeah. We would wear it. This kit is absolutely stellar. Kit of the season.
It's so pretty.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Everything about it.
That wasn't my question, though. My question to you is, Twyla Kilgore, who's done an incredible job in the interim before Emma Hayes got here, she said, and I quote, "I would say even though everyone is super pleased and happy with Jaden Shaw, we all see who she is. Be patient because there's more." Now, talk to me about, one, how that feels to know that the current head coach of the women's national team says there's more, that there's even more that you can do when you've already done so much. And two, what do you think when you hear that? What is more? How much more do you really think you got?
I actually had a conversation with Twyla about this after she had said it. Basically, like, what that means to me and to her is just, like, she believes in us so much. Like, it's like, y'all don't understand how difficult that is, being in that position and like believing in each individual player so much. And I feel like I felt so supported in this environment, and like they've made sure, like coaching staff, players have made sure that I've like gotten everything I needed to succeed. And that's kind of like the environment that they've made for this national team now. And I feel like it's really helped us young players like integrate into the team, like onboarding stuff, like stuff, just making sure that we're prepared to succeed and not just kind of throwing us into the fire. And I feel like that for me is just like, yeah, there's more, like just be patient and like not rush into anything and not look into any, anything that's in the media that's too much or that's putting pressure on us. That's really just her saying like, I'm taking the pressure off of you, and I just want you to succeed, and I support you.
It's beautiful.
Jaden, I'm curious, who has been able to be your role model, take you under your wing during this time? Because you were thrust into the spotlight as a teenager. So who's there who you can lean on in some of those tough moments? You know, I had Aguchi Onyewu, who I'm sure you've seen around the U.S. Women's National Team. He was my big brother. And Carlos Bocanegra, Clint Dempsey. I could go to them when I had, you know, some trouble, or I felt like the coach was always picking on me for no reason, when ultimately it was to my benefit. So who's the player that you can confide in who's helped you along this way?
I feel like I've had quite a few in the past camps that I've been in. I think, as y'all know, me, Official, and MA, all three of us are really close because we had the same first camp and we still talk to this day and keep up with each other. I feel like recently it's been Trin. I've talked to Trin a lot these past couple of days and these past camps. I feel like she's helped me a lot through kind of everything that's, you know, going on, all this like uncertainty and all of that. I feel like I talk to Alex a lot also. We go get coffee every now and again and just kind of catch up, make sure that we're doing okay and all of that. I feel like I could really go to anyone on this team, to be honest, like talk to Lindsay a little bit. Like I feel just like really comfortable in the environment. I feel like I do have a voice, and that's like known, like everybody knows that they have a voice on this team. So I feel like I can really talk to anyone.
Jaden, you with Texas Girl, I got to know this. We got to get to know a little bit more about you off the pitch. Let's say you lift a big trophy. You decide in your head, whatever trophy that is, you lift a big trophy, and when you get back into the locker room, your phone rings, and it's a celebrity. It could be anyone in the world. Who would you want to be the one calling you?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I don't even know.
Like, are you more of a Beyonce, or are you more
Drake? Like, when you said that, first person in my head was Zendaya. I feel like she's just unbelievable. Riri. Riri's calling me.
Yeah, Rihanna.
Riri's calling me.
ASAP in the background yelling.
I'm like, is it booty call? Like, do I answer this? wrong number, sis. I'm sorry.
That's wild. All right.
Jaden, Olympics this summer. What would it mean to you to represent the U.S. Women's National Team in the Olympic Games and go for that goal, to bring that gold home?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, post-game, that gold looks good. I feel like I don't even have the words for it. Like, I just feel like so much honor, like being able to play on this team, just even in the friendlies and Gold Cup and She Believes Cup. Like, I feel like this team just means so much to me. And I don't know, for some reason, I feel like I've known these girls for so long. Like, they've been my best friends since little, but you know, it's just like the environment that's created for us. So I feel like I would just feel so special being able to play on this team at the Olympics. Like, that's insane. And that's something that I've dreamed about for a long time. So I'm just crossing my fingers and toes and hoping that I can continue to impact this team and do what I need to do to get on that.
Get on a Wheaties box.
Yeah. You win that gold, the first phone call will be from Charlie. That'll be the celebrity.
Well done. I knew it all along.
You know what? He was a close third for the phone call.
Yeah, you go.
I'll take that.
Riri, Chuck. Yeah, I get it. Oh, my God. Jaden Shaw, you're an absolute superstar. What an honor to catch up with you. Thanks so much for the time. And keep doing your thing, girl. We love watching you.
Oh, thank you so much.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.